Morning. Glad to see y'all let me come out today. Once we feel blessed for being here, and I'm flattering to you. Man, the word thing makes me even more blessed for being here today. Today I want to talk about being down. Have you ever had those bad days when you seem like nothing ever goes right? Seem like nothing you do. The harder you try to make it right in yourself, you just cannot get it right. Sometimes you try to say, maybe I should just go down and go lay back down in the bed and get up and try it again. But it just seems like you can't get that day to go right. I have a story about a lady over at the airport. She was rushing to get to her tunnel, and she got there, and it was crowded, and she sat down, and she put her purse on there, and she had set all her stuff out. And pretty much before that, she had bought a Kit Kat. But she turned around and adjusted her purse on the side. She turned around and seen a guy opening up a Kit Kat right next to her. He was eating, and she looked down, and she didn't see her Kit Kat. She was like, the dog just got to eat my Kit Kat right here in front of me. So she started taking a piece, and he took a piece, and they were racing to see if we could get to the end of it. So the guy got up and went and bought him another Kit Kat and sat down. She was like, well, he took my last Kit Kat. So he started eating and started doing the same thing over again. Then all of a sudden an announcement came over and said that her plane was getting ready to take off. They needed to line up and everything. So she gathered all her stuff up and she was putting it in her purse. And she realized her Kit Kat was in her purse. Don't we all have days like that where we feel like somebody has wronged us and we just knew something was ours and we just knew it. But then all of a sudden we turn around and find what we thought was ours over here, right over here. We have those days sometimes. It just seems like one bad story, it's like the rest of your day just fall along. It's just worst day ever. And this is probably how the apostles felt in John 14, where five chapters of John 14, when they were walking with Jesus coming into Jerusalem, and the people waving palm trees and shouting, saying, Hosanna, bless he who comes in the name of the Lord, bless the King of Israel. That's how they felt. And even the Pharisees and the chief priests who had been plotting against Jesus had cried out instead in John 12:19. See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him. When Jesus had not come to establish the earthly kingdom, he refused the crown. Disappointed in thought and their dreams, the Jewish king with Jesus as their miracle-working king, the frequent crowd began to change, and so the priests were once again seeking someone to betray Jesus into their hands. So in the 14th chapter of John, we see Jesus and his apostles in the upper room where they were eating the Passover meal together, and Jesus knew exactly what the next 2 hours would bring. He knew Judas would betray him. He knew about the illegal trials in the night and how troubled the apostles would be. He knew of the cross and the borrowed tomb. He tried to prepare the apostles for all of that. So he began to comfort them. Is there anyone who needs comfort this morning? I know there are. We lose loved ones. People lose jobs. Some have physical problems. Others are lonely and depressed. We experience all kinds of troubles. But Jesus said that part of the solution of trouble in the heart is trust. He tells us an apostle. He tells his apostles to trust in 3 things. First of all, is trust in my presence. Second, is trust in my promise. And third, is simply trust in me. We're going to talk about trusting in his presence. And open the Bible up to John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. What is Jesus saying there? He is saying, you trust in God, now it's time to trust also in me. Or is he saying, I know you trust God, and you also trust me. Now remember, when you can no longer see me, don't stop trusting in me. You see, we always found it easier to trust the things that we can see and touch. We have a little bit of Thomas in us. You know, when Jesus appeared to the other disciples, Thomas wasn't there. And when they told Thomas that they seen him, he said he would not believe it until he seen his hands. He said, until then I will not believe. And that was in John 20:25. Thomas said, unless I see the nails marked in my hands, but my feeling where the nails were, put my hands into it, he said, it's fit on his side, I will not believe it. And in John 20, and then sometimes we will have to see it to believe it. So in verse 29, Jesus showed him, and he believed. Then Jesus told him, Thomas, because you have seen you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. The Bible teaches us that things that we see are only temporary. Like the cars we drove in here today, they're only temporary. The pews we see in, they're only temporary. This building is only temporary. It's all subject to decay. But the things that we don't see are the things that will probably be everlasting most of the time. And there was another story about this busy woman with two kids. She had put her two kids in bed and she was tired. She wanted some time herself. So she went and took a shower and, you know, got relaxed, and she got out and she put her face cream on, wrapped her hair up and everything. And as she got ready late to sit down and read her book, she heard her kids in there with a telephone. And she was just arrayed. She ran in there, opened up the door real quick and said, "Y'all go to bed now." And as she walked out, the kid looked at her and said, "Who is she?" We look in the mirror and we see our aging bodies, and we realize that, you know, even that is temporary. So we do everything we can to try to, you know, make ourselves, you know, mask on. And we just age. It's just how life is. But and all things you can see and touch are only here for a little while, then they're gone. But the things you can't see can last forever. This is a hard lesson for us to learn, isn't it? Yet it is an important lesson because we are faced with troubles and difficulties in life. But we need to remember as Christians that Jesus has promised, "I will be with you always. I will never leave you or forsake you. Trust in my presence." Nathan said, "Trust in my promise." Jesus tells us in the second and third chapter, "In my Father's house are mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare you a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." God gave many promises both in the Old and the New Testament. He promised the children of Israel a land where there would be milk and honey. He took a while for the promise to be fulfilled, but finally it was fulfilled. He promised a Messiah. And that took a long time, but it too was fulfilled. Jesus, the Savior, was born. Now God promised that He is coming back for us. Someday we will be with Him forever and ever. Sometimes we grow impatient, but the Scripture says you can trust the promise of God. The promise will be fulfilled too. The Bible uses a lot of different words to describe heaven. In one place it is called a country, indicating a vast of heaven. And another is called a city, indicating a large number of inhabitants. It is called a kingdom, indicating there is a government structure to it all. It is called paradise, indicating a beauty and a desirability. But here it is called my Father's house. And that's another way of saying it's home. Home is a place where you can be yourself. Home is a place where you can take off your neckties and take off your shoes. Home is a place where you can say what you're thinking. Home is where you always accepted and loved. You're not just a guest, you're a resident. You live there. That's home. Jesus is saying, "I'm going to take you to my Father's house. It will be your home too. You'll be part of the family. You'll be home where you belong." He's saying, "In my Father's house are many rooms." The King James Version says, "Many mansions." We like that word a lot. But mansion is not the translation of the Greek word Jesus used. Father's death is a dwelling place or rooms. You see, the word that Jesus used comes from the Eastern custom that when a son grew up and gets married, he brings his bride back home again, and the father would add a room to the house. And so forth and so on. When the next son gets married, he brings his wife home, and they would add another room. And the house just kept getting bigger and bigger. And that family stays together. My Father's house, Jesus said, are many rooms, and I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me. We're almost there. Don't be discouraged or faint-hearted. And this famous singer, once they asked her, what was the most memorable moment of her life? And she didn't mention the time that she sang for the president, or the time that she sang for the Queen of England, the King and the Queen of England, or even the 700-600 people that she saw for in Washington, D.C. Except she said, when she went home, had to tell her mother that she didn't have to take in the laundry anymore. That was our most memorable moment. Stop and think about heaven. Much of me is already there. My name is written there. My citizenship is there. My God is there. My Savior is there. My inheritance is there. So much of me is already there. Soon his promise will be fulfilled, and we'll be in our Father's house. We'll get new bodies, and we won't have to worry about getting old and sick and all the things that plague us. Trust my promise, see. He also said, trust in me. In John 4:6. John 14:4-6. And whether I go, ye know, and ye, as the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know whether thy way? He said unto him, I am the way, the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to my Father but by me. What a wonderful promise he is saying. I'm not just going to show you the way or tell you the way or write out instructions on how to get there. I'm going to come back and take you by the hand to my Father's house. Then you will be home. Do you have a burden this morning that you think you cannot bear? Or your troubles, or your worry, or anxiety? Do you feel empty inside? Do you feel alone? Do you feel lost or confused? A few years ago, this is another story happened a while back about a soldier. He was returning home from Vietnam, and his parents were real high in the community, and they threw parties every year around Christmas time. It was a real big party. Well, the son called right before they got ready to go to these parties and said, Mom, I have a friend that I want to bring home with me. She said, oh, that's fine, bring your friend home. He said, but I need to explain some things to you. He said, his face is disfigured, he lost a arm, and he lost both his legs. And his mom said, oh, okay, of course you can stay tonight, but you can't stay no. He's like, Mom, he has nowhere to go. I'm the only friend that he has, and he's still here. And the mom said, no, I just don't think he can do it. But later on that next day, the police called me and told me that, we think your son has passed away in this hotel. And come to find out, the son was describing himself to his mom. He couldn't bear to tell her it was him that he was talking about. And see, sometimes we have to sit and we have to think about this. We have to bring the Lord into everything in all of our situations. Regardless of how big we are in our community, how small we are in our community, or whatever, we're all the same. We all got to look at everybody the same. We got to trust in God as Christians that He will take care of us. We got to allow Him and His promise. And whatever your burdens are this morning, the solution to the troubled heart is still the same. To trust in His presence, and I'll never leave you, He said. I'll always be beside you, and don't forget my presence. Second, He said, trust in my promise. When everything seems dark and gloomy, when everything seems to fall apart, remember my promise. Then He said, trust in me. You won't get lost. You won't go astray. And I am the way, and I'll take you by the hand and lead you to my Father's house. Jesus invites you this morning. He is waiting for you to respond to His invitation. Does anyone need prayer to the church or something to the gospel? Stand if you sing a song or select.